In this bulletin, the US House of Representatives votes to allow public hearings in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Spain offers to host the UN COP25 climate change summit. And in the Rugby World Cup, South Africa warns England the team will empty the tank in the final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The US House of Representatives has passed a resolution to formally proceed with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. The resolution details how the inquiry will move into a more public phase and was not a vote on whether the president should be removed from office. The White House has condemned the vote, which passed along party lines. A report into migration has found increasing the number of foreign workers across various industries leads to a small rise in local Australian employees' income. The Curtin University study suggests matching skilled migrants with appropriate jobs could unlock $6 billion for the Australian economy each year. The study also found that a 1% rise in the migrant worker share leads to a 2.5 percentage point wage increase for Australian-born employees. Report co-author Professor Alan Duncan says this trend promotes gains across the entire workforce and challenges social perceptions.
Now, it's a small number, but it's a significant, and it really addresses, I think, some of the misconceptions that the migrant workforce, particularly the skilled migrant workforce, are substituting opportunities away from native-born workers. We actually find that the reverse is true.
Spain has offered to host the UN COP25 climate change summit following Chile's withdrawal as host amid weeks of protests in the country. The Spanish government says Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is ready to do what is needed to host the conference in the country's capital. It says the UN will analyse the Madrid alternative at a meeting in Bonn, Germany, next week. Iraq's president has promised to hold early elections in response to a month of deadly protests. It comes as one protester was killed and scores wounded in the latest clashes with security forces near Baghdad's Green Zone. In his first televised address in weeks, President Barham Saleh says the country's embattled prime minister is ready to step down, but there's so far no one to take his place.
I, as President of the Republic, will agree to holding new elections under a new electoral law and a new election commission. The Prime Minister had previously agreed to submit his resignation if the blocs agree on an acceptable replacement in order to adhere to constitutional and legal frameworks that will avoid any constitutional vacuum.
Protesters say the announcement is only part of the solution and they would still like to see a change in the ruling parties. The death toll from a train fire in Pakistan's East Punjab province has risen to 74. Authorities say the incident was caused by the explosion of two gas cylinders and a stove inside the train, on which passengers were preparing their breakfast. Three carriages were destroyed and the local rescue service expects the death toll could rise. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has expressed sorrow over the incident and has directed hospital authorities to provide the best possible medical treatment to those injured.
I would like to commiserate with the families of the victims of the Rahim Yar Khan train tragedy. Trying to imagine what they must be going through right now, we just pray for them. May the Almighty Allah give them strength to bear this loss.
And to sport in rugby, South Africa's head coach Rossie Erasmus says winning the World Cup can help heal divisions in South Africa. England is the favourite to win the trophy for the second time after the way the side knocked out double defending champions New Zealand in a 19-7 victory. Erasmus is warning England that his team will empty the tank in the final.
What we experienced from 2007 and 1995, they then disagree for a long while, and you can fix a lot of things in that time. So in South Africa, we need that, and when we can feel that. So that is definitely for us an extra motivation on Saturday, that we know we are trying to win for us 23, but that is the last thing we're trying to win. We're trying to win for South Africa.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, showers 19. Adelaide, showers developing 32. Melbourne, dry, windy, 34. Hobart, hot and becoming windy, 31. Canberra, sunny, 32. Wollongong mostly sunny 25, Sydney becoming windy, mostly sunny 27, Newcastle sunny 29, Brisbane shower to 26, Cairns much the same 30, and Darwin shower and a possible storm 32. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.